Introduction to The Secret of the Ninth Planet. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Richard Kilmer. The Secret of the Ninth Planet by Donald Wilhelm. The Mysterious Ninth World. While the circumnavigation of the solar system seems far-fetched, it may not be once the problem of effective anti-gravitational control is solved. In this book, I have assumed that the many researchers now actually at work on this problem will achieve such a result in the next decade. It is not at all impossible that they may, for we all know that the more minds that work at a problem, the sooner it will be solved. The discovery of a means of negating, reversing, or otherwise utilizing the immense force of gravitation for spaceflight purposes is now thought to be within the bounds of probability. It should occur sometime within the next 100 years, possibly in even the short period I assume here. Once solved, the severe handicaps imposed on space exploration by the weight and chemical limitations of rockets will no longer apply. The whole timetable of our conquest of the planets in our solar system would be tremendously speeded up, from hot Mercury all the way out to frigid Pluto. In describing the visits of the spaceship Magellan to the planets, I have endeavored to adhere to known facts and the more reasonable assumptions about each of these worlds. The planet Pluto, however, deserves further comment, occupying as it does both an important role in this adventure and a unique one in actual astronomical lore. Back at the dawn of this century, many astronomers, and notably Dr. Percival Lowell, studied certain irregularities in the orbit and motion of Neptune, at that time believed to be the outermost planet. They decided that these eccentricities, or perturbations as they are called, could only be caused by the presence of another, yet undiscovered planet beyond Neptune. Following this line of research, a young astronomer, Dr. Clyde Tombaugh, working at Lowell's own observatory, was able to announce on March 13, 1930, that he had finally found this ninth world, which he named Pluto. In the years that have followed, Pluto has proven to be a truly puzzling planet. Unlike its neighbors from Jupiter outward, it is not a giant world, light and gas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?